The love of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple.
Welcome to The Simple Truth. You did not tune in by accident. This show is dedicated to all believers in Jesus Christ. Do you feel like there's something missing from your walk with the Lord? Are you tired of being deceived? Then you've come to the right place. Grab your Bible and let us introduce you to the real Jesus. Our mission is to help you unravel the Scriptures and gain a greater understanding of God's Word, showing you how the Old and the New Testaments mesh together so perfectly. All of life's questions are answered in God's Word. So throw out any preconceived notions and any traditions of man, and join us as we search for God's truth. This is what you've been looking for.
Well, greetings. We've got Mark back again. I've got a special guest. We're continuing with Victor Mordecai is the pen name. Real name is Avi Lipkin. If you haven't heard the previous three shows we've done, suggest that you contact us for a copy. Avi, we were talking before we sat down to record the show about some things that the media is withholding, information of what's going on with Iran and soldiers right now.
Okay, well, firstly, you know, we are doing these shows this week based on the fact that there is now really, it's a limited war, but there's a war taking place between Israel and Lebanon, or the Hezbollah in the south, and also between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza. And this is basically a sideshow set up by Iran to divert attention away from Iran. And indeed, you know, it's a proxy war. The Palestinians are being supported by Iran. The Hezbollah and Lebanon are being supported by Iran. And this is a master play.
A lot of people that don't know that that's where they're getting their weapons, their funding. You know, the media doesn't tell us that.
Right. And, the media is telling it. And by the way, just recently the Israelis shot two missiles that were on a truck in Lebanon. And they took off. And these are missiles that could hit Israel all the way down to Tel Aviv. And these are Iranian missiles. You know, the Iranians say on the one hand that they're not supplying weapons. On the other hand, the Iranians say that Hezbollah can hit any place in Israel. So you tell me, where did Hezbollah get the missiles to hit any place in Israel if it wasn't the Iranians who gave it to them? The point I'm trying to say, this is a very important point. This is our fourth and final radio show for this series that we're doing right now. And it's very important for the Americans to understand three things. Iran is guilty of three things. And they're using the Palestinian and Lebanese war against Israel by proxy to divert attention away from these three things. The first is that Iran wants nuclear missile capabilities for one reason and one reason only, and that is to nuke Jerusalem. The Iranian Islamic belief is that if they nuke Jerusalem, then all the Jews are dead, all the Christians are dead, and all the Palestinian Muslims are dead. But that's okay because they're Sunnis, and the Iranians are Shiites who hate the Sunnis. They kill three birds with one stone. They kill the Jews, they kill the Christians, they kill the Palestinian Muslims. But most important of all, they turn Jerusalem into a nuclear wasteland to which Jesus Christ cannot return. Now, if Jesus Christ cannot return a second time because everybody's dead, then they prove that Allah is a God greater than the God of the Jews and the Christians, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Ishmael, the God of the sword, is greater than the wimpy love God of the Jews and the Christians, the wimpy sissy God of the Jews and the Christians, because they have a macho moon God, war God, and sword God. That's the first thing they prove. Second thing they prove is that the Quran is a book greater than the Bible. The Bible is basically a pack of lies, and the Quran is a true book. And if they can do those two things, then, and thirdly, they prove that Shiite Islam of Iran is greater than Sunni Islam. So again, they kill three birds with one stone. This is the thinking in Iran. I think anybody with any brains understands that if you have a religion or a psychosis, as they call it, that says you die for Allah and you get 72 virgins, that's not a religion, that's a psychosis, it's a sickness. The second thing, now, this is what, everybody listening to this show probably knows what I just said and that there's nothing new. But what I'm going to say, the next two things are new. Number one, The Iranians, over a period of time, over a long period of time, have been infiltrating in thousands of their Pasdaran. The Pasdaran are Iranian Revolutionary Guards. They are basically the equivalent of the German Gestapo, the German SS. Their job is to annihilate any enemy of Allah. Now what they're doing is, the Sunnis are the enemies of Allah for the Shiites. And because the Sunnis under Saddam Hussein killed the Shiites, so now they're taking revenge, they're taking vengeance. So what is happening is Iran is sending in thousands of their troops now and to kill the Sunnis. If they kill the Sunnis, it'll start a civil war, which will break up the National Unity Government of Maliki in Baghdad. And if the National Unity Government collapses, then it shows that the American democratic experience failed. What they are doing basically is the equivalent of what the Vietnamese did in Dien Bien Phu in 1953, which terminated the French presence there, and the Tet Offensive, which is basically the straw that broke the camel's back of the American resolve to fight against the communists in Vietnam. So,
right, we won the war, but we lost the battle.
No, you won the battle, you lost the war.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's been a long day.
Yeah. Anyway, me too. Anyway, so this is the second thing, that the war that we see being played out now between Israel and Lebanon and Israel and Gaza is basically a diversionary tactic so that the Iranians can go into Iraq and do this massacring of the Sunni Muslims. Again, Muslims killing Muslims. Do you see Jews or Christians blowing up the mosques? And no, it's Muslims blowing up the mosques. Do you see Jews and Christians beheading the Muslims? No, it's Muslims beheading the Muslims. This is part of the psychosis of Islam, as I said.
And that's an important point, too. A lot of people think that Islam is a religion, but really it's not.
It's a psychosis, right. And you need to love the sick, and you need to pray over them, and like I said before, bring them to the Lord, or they'll bring you to the sword. That's the healing that the Muslims need. And the third and final point, and this is very critical to say, and this is something also the Americans don't know, is that in the London Sunday Times, about 3 months ago, and I have the hard copy back in Jerusalem, it says there in the London Sunday Times that Ahmadinejad of Iran met at that time in Damascus with the arch-terrorist, the number one terrorist in the world, Imad Mughniya, and they put on the final touches on plans to destroy America through a string of 9/11 type attacks that would be carried out against the United States on American soil, and of course all over the world, but primarily on American soil, to cause America to collapse. At the same time, the Russians and the Chinese who are backing them would call in America's debt, which would bring bankruptcy upon America.
So bring down the whole economy, yeah.
Bring down the economy, destroy America, because the Russians and the Chinese are using the Iranians and the Syrians as their proxies.
Now, you told me something that is just heart-wrenching, and I don't know if we have time. There's two heart-wrenching things, actually. First, maybe I think the first one is shorter. I didn't even get a chance to talk to you about this one, but you have personally interviewed. People don't understand that the Islamic nations actually have a network out there, and they're gathering information, and they're waiting for a time when they can literally declare and go out and kill everybody.
Right.
And you have interviewed people that have refused to cooperate with that network. This is not a, and the media knows about it in the area that it happened, but they won't spread it to the world and tell everybody. So without going into real big detail, because we don't have time, can you just touch on that?
Okay, well indeed, you are referring to what I call the Edmonton, Canada revelation. The Edmonton revelation deals with an Islamic plan to collect information on the Jews and the Christians in Edmonton, and that the Muslims of Edmonton, when they were given the orders from the Middle East, would annihilate all the Jews and Christians who are together. In other words, Christians married to Jews, Messianics, or Christian churches that love Israel. And the Muslims are basically, the slang in America, the technical term is casing. They are casing the Jews and the Christians in Edmonton for the final solution, the final annihilation, when the orders are given from the Middle East. The Muslims of Vancouver are doing the same to the Jews and Christians in Vancouver. The Muslims in Toronto, again, gathering information on the Jews and the Christians who are close to the Jews in Toronto. And when orders are given, the Muslims will go on the rampage and kill everyone. This is the same in America and the same in Europe, the same in Latin America. This is, by the way, readily available for free. People can go to my website, vicmord.com. If you go to the very, very opening of my, the very first newsletter, October 2001, it starts with the Edmonton, almost starts with, like, two or three pages into the newsletter, you get to the Edmonton Revelation, and it talks about, it tells the story also about the Egyptian woman who refused to work for them, and this is in all the newspapers of Alberta, Canada, and Calgary, and Lethbridge, and Edmonton, of course. And this is backed by meetings that I had with the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and social workers and people who were involved in this. I'm a traveling private investigator, and I pick up testimonies in Canada and in Mexico. And,
they literally have plans to go in and kill Jews and Christians.
That's why I personally believe that the Bible Bloc Party in Israel will be the biggest party one day, because there will be millions and millions of Jews and their Christian spouses and their children moving to Israel.
Okay, a little less than 3 minutes. There's a tragedy that happened in Algeria. Can we cover that?
Yes, I'll try to do it real fast. My wife Rachel monitors the Al Jazeera, among other stations, and Al Jazeera had an interview with an Algerian fanatic Muslim who was detained by the Algerian military, which are also Muslim, but they're socialists, trained in Russia. And anyway, the Algerian Muslim terrorist was telling about how they wipe out a village suspected of collaboration with the authorities in Algiers. And that is, they wait for the men to go to work, then they descend upon the village, then they ask the women to cook, they demand the women cook them a meal, the women cook them a meal, they eat the meal, they have their fill, they pop hallucinogenic pills, and then they rape all the women, then they slit their throats, then they slit the throats of the children and the elderly. Everybody in the village is dead, then they take out chainsaws, and then they saw off all the arms and legs of the people they just killed, because it says that, it says to do that in the Quran, chapter 5, verse 33, it says, anyone who makes war on Allah and his Prophet Muhammad, we will kill, we will crucify, we will chop the arms and legs off, and we will banish from the earth. And so they were fulfilling that commandment from the Quran.
So their God tells them to chomp the arms and legs off of unbelievers, infidels. In other words, anybody that's not Islamic.
Oh, no, these are Muslims killing Muslims.
Muslims killing Muslims, see?
It's even worse.
Even worse.
Yeah.
So the one group of Muslim kills the other group. The Sunni kills the and the Shiites, the one kills the other.
That's why I say, bring them to the Lord, or we'll bring you to the sword. Because if that's what they do to each other, what do you think they're going to do to you and me?
Okay, we got almost a minute and a half. There's no way in four shows we're going to cover. Let me tell you, Avi is one fantastic individual. I learned a lot from him this last weekend. So how does somebody contact you, your website, your 800 number, to get more information? Because this is one of the biggest threats to anybody out there. I mean, we really need to get your information.
Okay, well, indeed, I have a 10-hour teaching on DVD or VHS that can be purchased from the website. I've got four books for people who prefer to read. I've got, you know, four books out. I have all kinds of CDs and DVDs. I work very closely with a gentleman by the name of Chuck Missler from Koinonia House out in Idaho. So I have all kinds of resources that are available from my website. Now, firstly, I have an 800 number for my books only. The website has the books and everything else, but if people do not have a computer, let's start with the books. The books are 1-800-540-0828, 1-800-540-0828, for the books only. Now, you can order the books and everything else, the 10-hour DVDs or videos, CDs. By the way, I offer also the Jihad in America video that was made by PBS. It was suppressed by PBS in 1994.
And that's
also in my website, vicmord.com, www.vicmord.com.
Okay, we're out of time. Here's how you get a hold of us. The Seventh-day Church of God, the sponsor of the Simple Truth Show, meets every Sabbath. That's Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon. We are not like any church service you have ever attended. Is something missing in your relationship with God? Has God put a burning desire in your heart to draw near to Him? Do you need help in learning how to do that? We have the truth, and we are willing to share it with you. We are located at 6714 G Central Avenue Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee. That's 6714 G Central Avenue Pike, Knoxville, Tennessee. That's on the corner of Callahan Road and Central Avenue Pike in the center of the building. That's I-75 exit number 110. That's one exit north of Merchants Drive. You can write us at P.O. Box 70635, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37938, or visit us on the web at www.70hdaychurchofgod.com.